and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 221. That's 3 weeks beyond the 200, isn't it?
It is, to the day.
To the day, according to the government, I would say they're always right, but probably not, we need to prepare for a digital Christmas. How is everybody? Way, sorry about that, Jonathan.
Does a digital Christmas mean going on Spotify and playing Christmas carols?
He didn't actually specify what a digital Christmas meant. I'm
dreaming of a digital Christmas.
I think you need to have like your own little ready meal, your turkey ready meal, and you peel the lids off in sync over Zoom. Oh, Jonathan thinks there was collaboration between me and Mike.
Never, Jonathan.
No, what happened, Jonathan, was Mike said, I'll go and open the chat. And I said, oh, is it not already open? I'll refresh my window. At which point, chat appeared, so I said, hello.
Good evening, Tracy.
All right. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Tracy.
Elaine and Mike don't count because they hold the reins of the chat. Oh. I considered your first, Johnny.
Oh, no, Mike does his own thing. I just appear every now and then and think, oh, no one said hello, so I'll say hello. No, nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me at all.
It's all right, Tracy. I knew what you meant.
Hello, Paul. How is it down under? Changing our clocks this weekend. That caused complete havoc last time. People were turning up at after hours, an hour early. CQ, Deb, CQ, how are you doing? Things have been just more surreal than usual here today, haven't they?
Yeah.
We seem to be going back to daily government briefings. Be still my beating heart. I've been trying to get on with digital things, but you know what that you're like. Oh, there's a government meeting. Oh, I must rock up and have a laugh. And that was pretty much what happened. It was basically to say we're going to provide more support. What's really annoying about that is people seem to have forgotten, in the furore over whether we're going into a tier three or not, people seem to have forgotten that Manchester has been in extra lockdown since the 27th of July, with not an extra bean to our name. At least today he admitted that the track and trace is a complete farce. What I didn't realise was that track and trace went out to tender as well, you know.
Did it?
Yes. Oh. Makes you wonder who got those jobs. Because they couldn't track and trace to save their lives. So we'll find out. Oh, Jonathan likes that rule. Surprise, surprise. Good evening, Simon.
A finger of fudge is just...
Has your mayor been browbeaten into telling the central government line? No, he always said if it was imposed, then you must follow the rules. He always said that. This time, they offered him, I think it was 15 million. And he said, no way. And then when they forced us into tier three, it was you getting 15 million, which was something like £8 a head. Anyway, the day after, or well, that night, there was a lot of reports. And it's all political. But when Boris won the election, he got Tory MPs voted in constituencies they would not have stood a chance in. So they crowned him the King of the North. And once Andy Burnham stood up to him, these articles were written that night that Boris was no longer King of the North. He stood no chance in getting in if there was an election today. And Andy Burnham was King of the North. At which point, Boris decided to give him the 60 million that was on the table in the first place. So that's where we're at. I don't think he's ever going to toe the official government line, but he has told people to stick to the rules, which is about as good as you're going to get at the moment. Now, it was actually Scotland that were told to prepare for a digital Christmas, but obviously people liked the phrase. All the journos liked the phrase. And at this conference today, they asked Patrick Vallance whether we should prepare for a digital Christmas. And basically it was yes. And if you could also take care of the first half of next year, that would be good. So it's not looking... We're never going to get out of this, are we? It's going to be like this forever. Was there any good news today? What I can't figure... Barnier's arrived, you know, to to carry on with the Brexit talks. The ones the government walked away from. So is he talking to himself?
Probably.
And why is he travelling? Why can't they do this via Zoom? They have, however, added some places to the safe list. And one was Mykonos. That was Greece, wasn't it? And they were in the not safe bit, but now they're in the safe bit, as is Denmark. Other than that, I think that was about it. Usual farce. A usual farce of a day for news. Don't bother. And other things have gone into lockdown as well, but only tier two, not tier three. That business that we talked about last night, I got the full story of. This was where a Tory MP who was on his hind legs yakking said that he heard another politician from the opposition call him scum. But I'm not sure the microphones picked it up if that was what was said. So he said, did you just call me scum? Did you? This is how politics has gone, hasn't it? Turns out she did. And she had to apologise for it. So there you go. That was actually true. She is MP for the constituency next door to ours. Didn't she turn up at one of the... Oh, you weren't there. You know the Monday Club meetings? Do you remember the one Fran did about fair trade?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she was the MP that turned up. I treat them all the same. Not interested.
It was Kate Green, wasn't it?
Oh, it wasn't her then. It was Angela somebody this.
No.
She's apparently deputy of the Labour Party. Who knew?
Kate Green came to... I think she came to that one. She's the Stretford MP.
Ah, well, this woman's the Stretford MP. So is Kate Green not the Stretford MP anymore? Angela somebody, have a look. Deputy leader of the Labour Party. So there you go. Oh, hello, Kim. I have noticed Chris Whitty is missing. I have indeed, Jonathan. But JVT, oh yeah, JVT, cool. Could not believe that. On Monday, that was a scream. Now, see, everybody respected Chris Whitty. So yeah, he is MIA. Notice that. A village of 6,500 with over 20 cases.
Yeah, she
in
is.
In a village, that is quite worrying because everybody seems to be, you know, you know a lot of people and you can actually see whether they're wearing their masks or not. I mean, here, I do wonder how it's just skyrocketed in 2 weeks. Because I would have thought people were being careful, but it obviously looks like they're not. Right, what's going on?
Angela Rayner.
That's the one. She called him scum. That's not good in Parliament.
She's MP for Ashton-Underline.
They said Stretford.
Oh, well, Kim Green's Stretford.
Do you mean Kate?
Kate Green. Who's Kim Green?
No idea.
Me neither.
Mike's had a bit of a day of it. Were you up early?
No, I overslept, I told you.
Ah, so the day went downhill from there, did it?
Yeah.
Well, if you will sleep through your alarm. I do that all the time. My phone, there's no way it would wake me. I mean, you don't wake me and the dog barking doesn't wake me. When I'm asleep, I'm asleep. Leave me be.
You've got headphones in.
I do have headphones in. I do. Was it Chris Whitty or have they had the spitting image team make a puppet of him? I did see. Now, I don't have BritBox, but I did see an advert and there was like, well, it was more than an advert. It was one of the sketches for the new spitting image. And it was about Boris and he was flitting around from like government to universities and back again. Absolutely hysterical. And the puppet is genius. I just wish they'd put it on the normal TV. Because I don't really need a subscription to BritBox. I've probably seen everything that's on it. You saw memes of that. Someone did a meme saying, sorry, the Honourable Member. I also think calling each other Honourable is ludicrous. It's honourable if you are anything other than a QC, isn't it? Or a barrister. And then you are learned. I wondered about that as well. Called him a pillock.
My learned friend.
You need to check out Spitting Image. Spitting Image has been very good. Do they have their own YouTube channel? That would make sense, wouldn't it? Let's try a new Spitting Image on YouTube.
Wave a chicken in the
air. Oh no, this was far better than that. There's actually quite a few on here. There's one that's 15 minutes long. I think it's that one. Or was it that one? The puppets are back. It was basically... Good grief, when was this one? 2020? Really? They've still got Margaret Thatcher on it. Didn't she die about 10 years ago? That's an official trailer. It could be that one. Although that's got Donald Trump on it. And the one I saw didn't. In fact, it's a bit dicey, isn't it, with Donald Trump at the moment? If that was in Britain, it wouldn't be allowed because it's within 28 days of an election. Nope, that's not the one. It was the one with the students that I saw. So let's tag student on the end. I think I've got it. It was well worth seeing. It was comical. Was it that one? Let's have a look. I'm just going to go through it quickly. Oh, no. She's got vampire teeth in. Hang on. Yep, I think it is this one. So this was the one that I saw. And I thought the puppet of Boris was absolute classic. Given that Boris Johnson has called gay people bum boys in tank tops, I think it's fair to call the Tories literally anything. He also wasn't keen on people who look like letterboxes, if you remember. So, yeah, I don't think that's a problem. I think it's just they do kind of like to keep it or a sense of order. Although the best bit of it was, when I watched the entire video yesterday, the best bit of it was the deputy speaker. She was fabulous. The look on her face. She actually reminded me a bit of your mum. Not in attitude, in looks. But in attitude, she was just scary. She was plain scary. That video is definitely worth watching, just for the deputy speaker. Put it like this, I would have no concerns whatsoever if the speaker wasn't well, if she took over. She was fantastic. The thing that annoys me with BBC News is you can never find the next day a story from the previous day. It kind of vanishes, and no matter what you search for, you can't find it. And you'd think with that one you would. But all I've got is like Scotland at the bottom of it. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, she apologises for her remark. Oh, this has really kicked off. I think it must be that one and I think they must have updated it. But I don't know if that's the video that I actually saw. So let's carry on. Yes, it is. This video has to be seen to be believed. Not for the scum comment or anything else, just the deputy speaker. Don't miss that video of the deputy speaker. The woman needs knighting, definitely. Do you not get BritBox in Spain? I thought that was global. I know it's available in America. If it's acceptable to the party leader to be homophobic and Islamophobic, then all cases of Tory phobia should be overlooked. They don't seem to get away with it, everybody else, do they? That's what I don't get. They always seem to find some kind of weirdy rule where you're not allowed to actually say anything. I don't think it's a good idea to call him scum in there. You can do better than that. Rise above it. Because, you know, technically speaking, you've got right on your side here. If he was saying whatever he's saying. But it's like watching children. In fact, there's children at primary school more organised and orderly than these MPs. And she doesn't do Manchester any favours behaving like that, I don't think. Rise above it and strike back in a way that you just leave them dumbfounded and they can't say anything. Instead of which, if you drop to the level of using words like scum, then he can literally say, you can't say that in Parliament. And that's exactly what happened. So if she could have just worded it differently and hit him where it hurt, she'd have made more impact. Instead of which, she's had to apologise. Which I agree with you, Simon. How does this happen? But she was fantastic. Oh, she doesn't need a knighthood. She's already a dame. Dame Eleanor. What was her surname? Where'd she come from? Lang, I think. She was rebuked by Deputy Speaker, Dame Eleanor Lang. But the look on her face as she was doing the video, absolutely amazing. Loved it. I don't know what we're going to do with this lot, these politicians. It's going to get worse before it gets any better at all. I did make the mistake of clocking that there's a debate tonight, isn't there? And I saw, you'll like this one, I saw the Obama thing last night. But I spent a good 5 minutes of this Obama thing thinking, there's something wrong with the picture. And he had on like a grey fleecy thing. And I'm staring at my TV app on the computer. And I'm thinking, it doesn't match. There's something wrong with it. So across the screen, it was saying Barack Obama talks on behalf of Biden, blah, blah, blah. So I was getting all of that. But there was just something not quite right with the picture until I realised what I'd done, which was I had a browser open behind the ITV app and I'd pressed pause on that. And the guy that happened to be speaking on the YouTube video had a grey fleece thing on. And by putting the ITV app over the top of it, and that it looked fine. Until Obama came on. And then he had the same kind of top. So it looked like he was 17 foot tall. And it took me a good 5 minutes to realise there was something wrong with the TV. I just had it over the top of YouTube. And I thought, time for bed, girl. When you don't know what you're looking at, it's time for bed. So I may skip that debate after the last one. But I'm sure everybody else will be glued to it and give me the highlights tomorrow. So Jonathan thinks all politicians have a responsibility to conduct themselves properly. They're paid £80,000 for this and meant to be role models. Oh, I wish. Granted, there is a lot wrong now. Means, sadly, hang on. Jonathan's heading off. Right. Good night, Jonathan. We will see you tomorrow when it will be Do Show Friday. Hello, Anthony. You grow tall when you leave the White House. Oh, Kim, you should have seen me. I'm like, something wrong with that. That looks weird. And I didn't even clock that the bottom half of this grey fleece wasn't moving. Oh, I was tired, girl. What can I say? I tell you what, never mind growing taller. I couldn't believe how much he'd aged. Because we wouldn't see as much of him, probably, as you would. And he's been out now, is it 4 years? Is it four or more? I get confused. But they had pictures of when he was doing his first inauguration. Gosh, he's aged. We said the same about Tony Blair, didn't we?
Yeah.
Came in looking about 40, left looking about 90.
Yeah.
Mm. Politics, it's not good for you. It's not good for you. And I can guarantee that it's not good for you because it's not good for me just watching it. So participating in it, you must want locking up. I can't really understand anybody at the moment who would enjoy this kind of thing because it's reached the point, unfortunately, at the beginning, at least for the first 3 weeks, possibly four or five, we're all pulling in the same direction. And now we've got areas in... I do appreciate it's not fair, in air quotes, if you're in a really, really low area that everything's shut down. But because people are so dim-witted, I'm thinking this localisation thing of Boris's won't work. And when I say dim-witted, we have a programme on at 4 o'clock on the BBC News every day, and it's your questions. It's your opportunity to send in a question about the virus or the rules or anything to do with COVID. And they have a team of experts, yes, air quotes, experts, that they will ferry this question to, and then you will get back a definitive answer. And they could be virologists or legal. There's lots of different experts that they have. So one of these questions was to one of the scientists. And the question was as follows. I live in a tier one area. My friend lives in a tier one area. Can we meet up for a meal in a restaurant in a tier two area? And I'm listening to the question and I'm thinking, how stupid Are you? Why would you, if you are in a low area and your friend is in a low area, choose to go to an area that has a high instance of the virus for a meal? Really? And it's because of things like that. So he decides he wants to do it locally and lock it down. And you've still got people asking stupid questions. I thought that was a really stupid question. The answer to that would be, if you are in a tier one, don't move to a tier two or three. Under any circumstances, leave them be. Another question was, it's coming up to half term, which, fair enough, it is. I'm in a tier three area. Now, in a tier three area, there are legal rules about not leaving it. Can I still go on holiday to Cornwall? You can imagine my answer to that one. I mean, the people in the tier three area, yeah, good riddance to you. Cornwall, don't bother. You've got to pity holiday destinations where people from all kinds of areas think it's a good idea to go. At least if there was a national lockdown, no one would be going anywhere. So anybody moving, the police would have their job made much easier, because what are you doing? You're not supposed to be going anywhere. Go home. But the level of policing that would be needed to keep people where they should be when the most important thing on their agenda is, can I go to Cornwall on holiday? I mean, why would you carry the virus potentially to Cornwall? And, you know, people might say, oh, well, I'm all right, I haven't got it. That's not the point. You are in a tier three area, don't do it. This is what I don't get. Kim says she's beginning to believe Biden will win, as he hasn't been on the campaign trail for about a week. So I think he's very confident with the internal polling. I noticed he'd been a bit absent, but I'm getting totally the opposite feel. I'm getting the total opposite feel here. And I know it's very different. We don't get the same media that you do. But as an outsider looking in, it's like, well, neither of them have done anything grotesquely stupid yet. But you have voting for so long. How long's our postal vote out?
No idea.
10 days? Find out, Mike. Anthony might know. He postal votes. I don't think it's a month. I really don't think it's a month. I know they've got to be in before a certain date, you know, a number of days before the actual poll opens, but I don't think it's 28 days up front, is it? They haven't got the paperwork to us 28 days in hand. But I'm getting totally the different feeling. I know people are saying, oh, Biden's got it, but I'm thinking they said that last time. And look how that ended. There's a lot of people who would not tell you they would vote for Trump, but they will vote for Trump. So I still think too close to call. Is it not that they're not letting him out? Because I did see last night on, I think it must have been a roundup of the world news. And he came out and he was in front of a podium. He didn't have a mask on. This is Biden. And you're quite right. He didn't really look very well. I thought he could be tired, but he really didn't look that well. So maybe he's not going out because it's not that well.
You can apply now. You don't have to wait until an election takes place. The last time to apply is 5 p.m. on the 11th working day before election day.
Yeah, but that's the last time to apply for it. When can you vote? They don't get the cards to you until 10 to 14 days before the election, so you can't possibly.
When does my postal vote have to reach you? Before polling stations close on election day at 10 p.m.
Well, that's obvious. That doesn't tell you when you can start voting, does it?
Doesn't say.
I think it's about 10 days to 2 weeks.
It probably is.
Well, if you think about the last time, we were only given 28 days notice of the election. In America, you can tell that 4 years from now there'll be another one.
True.
You set the clock by that. Ours are so disorganised, it's chaotic. So we certainly would not get 28 days notice. I would reckon 10 maximum. Because a lot could happen in that time. There could be a calamity and you want to change your vote. But never mind. If Biden and our hunger, let's go up a bit. Oh! Bongo has come. Complained about struggling on 150,000 a year while doing everything I can to to suppress wages of NHS and the like. As far as a nurse is concerned, the most you can hope to get from him is the clap. I had not heard him complaining about his money. I would have thought he had more money than sense to start with. All the MPs voted themselves a rise, which is not necessary. It's sick. So they shouldn't do that. Roadblocks on the tier three area like they did here. I agree with you, Tracy, totally. The roads out of Manchester, there might be three or four, but you could secure them and they're not doing anything. They're not doing anything. So this business, I'm still wondering, I know we discussed this, I'm still wondering how the Black Death died out. Because I swear to God, if it was the Black Death now, it would be around for years. Because people are so selfish. I don't care how hard you work, do you really need a holiday in Cornwall? Mike and I work long hours, 7 days a week. We're not planning on going to Cornwall anytime soon for a bit of relaxation. It's ludicrous.
My auntie said that the other day when I spoke to her.
Go on.
Well, she was saying that, like, it's an inconvenience, this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
There's people in far worse, you know, positions than us.
Yep.
You know, it's an inconvenience that you can't go and see your friends. And she goes to Greece every year in the summer, and she goes to France in October. And yes, she's missing holidays, but it's not the end of the world. But I know other people who say, you know, I've got to go away twice a year.
I know. These are the idiots that I've seen.
Stomping the feet.
Yeah. I really
don't
get
that. Probably Catanians.
I would have thought with your aunt, I mean, I know she doesn't teach anymore. But when she did, she was a French teacher, wasn't she? So I would have thought it was actually quite important that she did go to France every now and then just to immerse herself in the culture. Mm.
Yeah.
And the language. Yeah. But if you desperately need a holiday, there's something wrong with you. Right, so... wasn't Biden preparing for the debate? Not when I saw him. It was some kind of, he was propped up in front of a podium smiling. And the biggest thing that I took away from it was, whoa, how much did your dentist charge you for that? It was noticeable. Kim says, I believe if Biden wins, he won't be able to serve the full term. Now, isn't he going to be the oldest one if he does in his 80s? I would have thought in America there would be people, politicians, or at least, you know, well known enough, within their maybe late 40s. But it always seems to be they are much, much older, as though it takes them a longer time to get to a point where they could actually stand for president. That could happen to any of them, though, couldn't it? It could happen to any of them. Oh, the Daily Mail are telling us all about Boris's salary, are they, Simon? That should be worth a laugh. I mean, I don't know what his problem is. He gets more money than most. He's not paying for his own security or anything, is it? Boris is broke. Oh. Unable to afford a housekeeper or a nanny. Oh, and four of his other six children. Do we have a final number? Do we have a final number at all? So what was it? What was his salary before? His earnings shrank from $350,000 a year to $150,000. Well, I've got a plan. Seeing as though she decided to have the baby, why doesn't she look after it? There's a plan. Like I decide to have a dog, I look after it. Simples. I think I do maybe oversimplify these things. But that's logic to me. You choose to have it, you look after it. My mother managed without a nanny. And did two jobs. And my gran, she did four jobs and looked after two children and took in seven other people during the war. So again, if she can do it, and do you know what? She didn't go to Cornwall on holiday either. I don't think my grandmother had a holiday until my mum and dad were married and mum took her away on holiday. And the only reason my granddad didn't go was he didn't believe in holidays. He was old school.
Yeah, but when he got there, he enjoyed it.
Eventually, they managed to talk him into a holiday in Portsmouth, which is on the south coast of England. And it was very close to Goodwood, which... Is it Goodwood or Epsom? he was big into horse racing anyway. So they took him to a horse race meeting. Never stopped talking about it. He talked about it solid for 30 years. Best day of his life, this was. And Mum just used to sit there with him. I thought he'd enjoy it. But, you know, it was a real exception for them to have a holiday. And that was during a war, which was, I mean, way more difficult than we've got now. What's our biggest crisis, Mike?
Now.
They didn't have any Hazlitt, did they? They're out of stock. And what was the other thing they're out of stock of? Fennel. We can't get fennel. This is a calamity. Can we live without fennel? Yes, we can live without fennel. As long as it takes. If we are eating baked beans on toast, that's fine by me.
That's why I ordered extra bread last week.
I was going to make sure we've got enough bread and some beans in tins we and have. That's it. That'll do. And I'm happy to eat it here. We don't need to go to Cornwall.
They were out of toffees. That was it wasn't a disaster.
That was nearly a disaster. It was when Tesco's decided they weren't selling them anymore. That was a calamity.
Yeah.
But never mind, we'll cope. All right, so Paula said, the press has said, but generally they don't come off the campaign trail to prep. He's not been around the issues for 50 years. Oh, he's been around the issues for 50 years. He shouldn't need to prep. That's another thing. They have been there a long while, haven't they? And they then start to say what they're going to fix. And you can't help thinking, yeah, you've been there a while. Why didn't you fix it already?
I've never thought of having a nanny as outsourcing.
That's a good point. There you go. Yeah. I knew Anthony would know 10 days before. I think that's probably enough. Because if it's more than that, you would get people who wanted to change their vote. So I think 10 days is probably enough. So Trump's the oldest of it. To be honest, he doesn't look it. But there again, there was a picture. This was probably about 4 years ago. And somebody had done a Photoshop job on it. They'd not changed him in any way. They hadn't like put horns on him or anything. But what they did do was take away the tan. OMG. That was scary. It made him look 30 years older. And yet I look at him and I think the whites around his eyes, he is so tanned. And I know they wear those little goggles, don't they, to protect their eyes. He does look like a panda. But when you saw this photo, which had the orange kind of bled off him, it was scary. He looked a totally different person. They don't come off the campaign trail to pressure. Yeah, got that one. Kim, I haven't had a holiday for 14 years. Get over yourself. Me too, Kim. I remember we had a holiday. We actually went away on holiday in 1979. And I don't think I had another holiday till 1984. It was 5 years. And that was when I was at school, when it was like, where did you go on your holiday? And we had like a day out instead. And
Cornwall.
not to Cornwall. No, not to Cornwall. No, we'd have a day out or we'd have like, an at-home picnic or something. And mainly what we were doing with the holidays, or the days that were supposed to be our holidays, was Mum and Dad tended to do work on the house because they'd really stretched themselves with the mortgage to live in this area. It's a very expensive area. And Mum had a fantastic job. But when she left to have me, there were no maternity rules. So she didn't get maternity pay or anything and she couldn't go back. So it was a real choice to make between having a family and keeping a lifestyle. So hence her doing two jobs. But she did that. She looked after me. She didn't outsource me at all at any point. In fact, it was like, what's the latest I can send my child to school? And it was something to do with when your birthday was. And if your birthday was before the 31st of December, you had to be in school on like the 20th of August. But if your birthday was after the 1st of January in the following year, then you didn't have to go until October. And she said, well, you won't go until October then. If there was a way of keeping me out of school, she kept me out of school. She wasn't a great believer in school. She should have home educated me. I would have loved that. I would have absolutely loved that.
I was outsourced occasionally.
Oh, no, I was never outsourced.
Only, well, to grandparents. 1976, my mum and dad wanted to go to the States. So we went to live with the grandparents for about 3 weeks. And then when they went out on Saturday nights, we had a babysitter. and the odd Wednesday night when they went out. I always remember we had somebody coming to babysit, and I must have been about 10, and I'd gone to bed and I couldn't sleep. And the lad who was babysitting said, "Why don't you come and sit down here and watch the football with me?" And I thought, yeah.
No, I was only ever babysat once, and it was only because it was some kind of big formal do at work, Dad's place, and they'd won something. It was my grandma that looked after me. Mum never, ever used any babysitters at all. And she would say to me, "It was our choice to have you. You're our responsibility." Hence me thinking the same with the dog. I mean, on the odd occasion, before February, obviously, that we had to, because Maya was never left on his own, ever. He was not even just in the house on his own, because there was always somebody here. It was a big, busy household. So there was Mum, Dad, me, Mike, and I was working from home. I gave up going out to work when I got the dog, because that's what you do. You don't just leave the dog at home. Some people do. If that's your lifestyle, fine. But for me, it was like my mum was saying to me, "You get a dog, it's a life-changing thing. It's like a baby." And that was what I did. And I stayed at home. So he was never, ever on his own. Now, Lola was totally different, wasn't she? She was used to being on her own. So when she arrived, it was like, we are actually going to need to go out. So she still has some time on her own, because she could be driven mad if there's somebody here all the time. But on the odd occasion that we do go out, or we did go out, like when we'd go to Mass, we had Mass cam on Lola. Because I was petrified. Can you imagine? There's a house fire. If you're a human, you can get out. If you're a dog, you can't. So we had cameras on the poor dog 24 hours a day. That's just the way I was brought up. Mum would say to me, "It's your responsibility." And I don't think I could have lived with myself if anything had have happened either. So we have never gone further away from the house than we could get back to the house within sort of 20 to 25 minutes if Lola's in there. And there's cameras on her. And literally, you'd be having dinner, wouldn't you, with my phone propped up and a camera on a sleeping dog. And maybe it was a conversation point. Like, "Oh, is that a picture of your dog? Oh, good grief, it's moving. Is it a video of your dog? Yes, it's a live feed of the dog."
"So how many children have you got?" "None, but here's a live feed of the dog."
That actually happened once, and do you know who it was with? This is so funny.
Kieran's wife.
Yeah, this lady turned around and, I guess it's just conversation. I guess it's just what Catholic ladies of a certain age just make assumptions. So she turned around and she said, "So, how many children do you have?" And I looked at her and I went, "None." "Oh, I am sorry." I think the assumption is if you get to my age and you've got children, there's something wrong with you. And I'm like, "Oh, don't be sorry. It was a choice." And she was like, "Oh," she did not know what to say. So I thought, I'm going to have to put the woman out of her misery here. So I said, "I much prefer my children with four legs and fur. Here's a picture of the dog." "Oh, right." And she started talking about dogs then. She did not know what to say. Oh, dear. Oh, Tracy had a damp caravan on a windy cliff top in Devon. I've done the caravan thing. Oh, yes. And ours was fine. The bit that got me with it wasn't too cold, wasn't too windy. But we did have this, like, bird that made an unholy noise about 5 o'clock. And the morning I woke up when my dad had put his hand through the window, that was pretty windy. But, they weren't what kids these days would consider to be a great holiday, but I have fond memories. Even waking up to find out that Dad had actually had to drive himself to the hospital with Mum riding shotgun, because he'd had a nightmare and thought someone was looking in the caravan window and he punched him, only it wasn't. It probably a reflection of him. And he put his hand through the window and he'd actually managed to damage an artery. So he headed off to hospital and I was left with my grandmother. So I woke up and my mum and dad had gone. Oh, I well remember that holiday. But, that's what I remember. I don't think I would particularly have enjoyed, going abroad or whatever. What have you got? That looks like a semi.
I was going to say it looks like a semi with biscuit ears. It's a page for Furbo, which is what Anthony's just mentioned.
Oh, I shall have to have a look at that. That is genius, Kim. She's got a sign in the window for firemen saying there's a dog inside. We have not done that. I did want to put a dog inside thing up, and Mum was having none of it. So we never got one done, but it's probably a good idea. And a good place to put it would be with the thing to the back door that's, well, it's a fire door, but it's by law, you have to have instructions with it to tell the fire service that they won't get through it with normal cutting gear. So take the bricks out. It's that this door is that fireproof. So that would be a really good place to put it. Excellent idea.
You sound like the, is it the Four Yorkshiremen sketch?
Yes, in my day. Oh, Tracy had a week in Mallorca, though. Not bad, not bad.
I had a week in Minorca.
You spent every school holiday with your grandparents, which was miles better. I used to see my grandmother every Saturday morning, and I used to love that. She was such fun. She was so patient. I wanted to play post offices all the time with tickets that my granddad had gotten. I didn't realise these tickets looked like bus tickets, only they were a little bit bigger. And they were all different colours, and I was fascinated with them. And he would always say, I collected them on the way home. And my gran would say, yeah, a likely tale. And I couldn't really understand the friction between the two of them about these bus tickets, massive air quotes. It turned out they were betting slips from the docks. And she would say that he never won. If you won, obviously you had to take your winning ticket, and they swapped it for money. He had fistfuls of these tickets, and she was like, well, he clearly didn't win, did he? And he was saying, I collected them off other people.
Likely story.
Exactly. She didn't believe him. But the thing was, I had two things I liked to do. Play post offices where you would stamp these tickets. And the other one was, I actually had, there was a TV programme at the time, it's probably banned now, on the buses. And they actually used to sell an outfit, and it had a hat and a clipping machine that went across your body like a bag. And you could put these tickets in and like stamp the tickets. Take it like a hanging chad. It would take a chunk out of the ticket. So I loved that. And my gran would play for hours with me. She really did have the patience of a saint.
We used to go on holiday to Barnstable. That's down Tracy's way-ish. Isn't it? Devon.
Mm.
There's a big farm hotel there that we used to go to every year.
Oh, I'm loving that one. We have a Furbo doggy cam. You can talk and give him treats.
That's one I was just
looking at. I have seen that. Isn't it where it kind of opens?
Yeah.
We don't have that one. We don't have that one. But Kim's got a live kit feed. You know, I bet if you looked at these security cams, most of us are looking at our dogs with them. I mean, sometimes there's no excuse. You're going to have to go out and you're going to have to leave your dog behind. But I'm like, is there any way I can take the dog with? Is there any, do I need to go? I will try and find a way out of it. Mass is probably, well, Mass, you could be back here in 4 minutes, couldn't you?
Yeah.
4 minute mile. I'm giving you time to get in and out of the car, but 4 minutes and you would be back. Hence having that on. Loving it. Anthony had a porter cabin on an industrial estate in Cornwall, described as a luxury chalet. Now, you see, there you go. There's an opportunity there. What you could do is rent a porter cabin for a week and have it put in your garden and tell yourself you're now in Bognor Regis or somewhere. Oh, genius. Loving it. Deb never had a sitter, but did do sitting for other people's children. 50 cents an hour and a dollar after midnight. Wow. No, I was never allowed to do that either. But to be honest, you should never have left me alone with a child. It would never end well. They cry and things. No, not skin kids. Not for me. Not qualified. Oh, three and three quarter hours away. That is a long way. My gran lived within walking distance until I was nine. And then we moved out into Sticksville. And she would have needed a car and she didn't drive. But once we moved back, yeah, I mean, she was only 20 miles away. So we would see her twice a week, something like that. About twice a week. We were very, very lucky. Love my gran to pieces. As I said yesterday, I only had one. because my dad lost his mum when he was 3 or 4. So he had no memory of his own mum. So I when other people had 2 grandparents, I had to like stop and think and be like, oh, right.
Yeah.
Because I'd only ever had one.
I'd only ever known one.
Yeah. So it's weird, isn't it, when you think of having two? Yeah. But then didn't your gran die quite young?
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
I think my gran was only in her mid-30s when she died. I think yours was a little bit older, because your dad was older when he got married.
Yeah.
But similar in terms of, no. I did meet my paternal grandfather once, but only once. He didn't fare well once his wife had died. He couldn't cope at all. So he must have been in his 70s then. But I only got to meet him once. So I don't really have much recollection of him either. He died quite suddenly. They weren't expecting him to die. We'd gone out for a picnic with him and everything. And within 2 weeks, I think he died. So I was glad that I'd met him. But it was such a short meeting. I don't really have much of a recollection, which is sad. But my other grandparents made up for it. They were around all the time, weren't they? They actually had 3 dogs. Not all at once, sequentially. And they weren't really theirs. So I got to play with dogs when I was there. So I was happy. I'd arrive and it'd be like, can I take the dog for a walk? Walk clean through the house. Just pick up the lead. Can I take the dog for a walk? Oh, that dog didn't like walking though, did it?
Lola does.
It was a mongrel. I'm thinking if it was one of these designer dogs now, I would say it was half. There was Alsatian in it, I would say, come German Shepherd, but it was smaller than that. No, you wouldn't get away with saying it was a designer dog. It was a mongrel. But it was a decent-sized dog, probably the size of a Labrador. And went to the park with it one day. It did not like walking. This is because they kept feeding it pies. Poor thing could barely stand up, never mind walk. And we were in the park one day and he just stood there. Well, it was a she, actually, but they kept calling it a he. She just stood there, got absolutely flattened by, what's that little one called? The one Mum didn't like.
Corgi.
A corgi. Now, how in heaven's name it could get rolled over by a corgi, I don't know. It must have been 3 times as tall. But this corgi ran in from the side and flattened it. Ended up having to carry the thing home. The corgi didn't fare well. Vicious little swines, corgis. But I love my grandparents. I was very, very lucky. Oh, they do signs. I've never seen those. I've seen signs that say, you know, security protected by a dog. I don't think I've actually seen one that says there is a dog inside. But that is a jolly good idea. That is such a good idea. I've never seen one of those. So thank you for that, Kim. I shall have a look at that. I did one of my own for the don't put junk mail through the door thing. Only because the one I had was fantastic. It lasted about 3 years. But in the end, the colour faded out of it and I couldn't get a replica of it that looked official enough. I wanted one that was like taken seriously. And I couldn't get one. So I ended up just taking a photograph of the old one and redoing it in Affinity. Ah, good idea. You were fascinated by the conductor's machines. So was I, Tracy. I mean, being the driver was fine, but I wanted to be the conductor with the little machine. And that's what I used to do. This toy was like a plastic thing with a strap on it. And if you had a ticket or a piece of paper to feed into it and you push the thing at the top, it did take a chunk out of the ticket. I loved it. I would play with that for hours, hours. And luckily, my gran was quite happy to sit there and play with me. She had terrible arthritis from being about 36, 38. So sitting in a chair playing, she was great with. If you wanted to kind of run around, she would have been in pain running around with you. But she would do it if that was what you wanted to do. But I knew she was in pain. I could see she was in pain. When she came to climb the stairs, she literally had to climb the stairs as if it was like a mountain. She couldn't use the rail. She would put her hands on the steps in front of her and get herself up there. And then when she came to get down, she couldn't walk down the stairs either. So she had to come down the stairs backwards again on all fours. So there was no way I was having her running around. So stuff sitting in chairs, playing along, she was quite happy with. Oh, we are grateful. Barnstaple is in North Devon. I went to, apparently when I was younger, like 2, 3, 4, I don't have much memory. We went to Weston-super-Mare and Mum always said she loved that, which is down that way, isn't it? Other than that, I guess pretty much a day out, and a day out would be Blackpool or Southport. We did have a holiday that I remember. I was probably about 13, 14, and we went down to Windsor. And it was because Mum had booked for something and she'd ended up with this voucher. And basically they were giving this holiday away. And she was like, she couldn't believe it. Like a 4-5-star hotel, you name it, right next to Windsor Castle. So she was in her element. And we enjoyed that. I think that was probably about 4 or 5 days. So I definitely remember that one. Wow, you knew great-grandmothers as well. Good grief, no. No, not even grandparents. What was sad was, I think she, my dad's mum was fine. There was no medical issues at all. She literally just dropped dead one day on the doorstep. She was talking to a neighbour and she just dropped. And the neighbour thought she'd fainted or something. But she was dead by the time she hit the floor. And that was why my granddad couldn't cope. I think at that stage, well, how many kids did they have then? If they'd had dad, then there was dad and there was Joe and there was Bob and there was Brenda. And I think there was 7 kids at that stage. They were really Catholic. And he couldn't cope with 7 kids. But then I would think, like, if you're thinking of having 7 kids, you've surely got to think, what happens if one of us can't work? What happens if? Clearly not. But then they ended up being evacuated because it was in the war. And then, of course, he was then lonely because he didn't have the kids with him either. Oh, not good times. Not good times. Anthony, when I first met my boss's new daughter, I had to stop myself from throwing a toy for her to fetch. I'm better with dogs. Let's just say I'm better with dogs, which was what made it so funny. This particular Christmas, which must be 3 years ago now, maybe 4, we went round to Nina and Mike's, Nina and Chidge, for Christmas. They invited us round and their grandchildren were there. One at the time was about 10 and one was probably about 6 and the little one was 3. Me, not a clue with kids. If it doesn't come with a lead, I'm not qualified to go anywhere near it. She just took a fancy to me and that was that. What was she like? Play makeup with me, play dolly with me. And I'm like, oh my God, it's only got 2 legs. And they were just howling, laughing at me. That was the year of don't touch the horn.
Yeah, don't touch the horn.
She was very into her unicorns and you can't touch a unicorn horn. It interferes with their special powers, apparently. So it was, you could hold the unicorn, but don't touch the horn. So you can
imagine.
Don't
touch the horn, it disconnects the Wi-Fi.
Probably about the rest of Christmas, January, February and March, we were just looking, the adults were looking at each other going, don't touch the horn. She's ever so sweet. She really was. Why don't you put my makeup on me? And I'm like, no. Dogs don't do that. I'm not fit to be let loose. I'm not. So Tracy had another set of great grandparents. Other great grandparents didn't die. She's 12 or 13. Oh, I think I was 12. Let me think. No, I was 14 when my granddad died. And again, that was like one of these things. This is why I don't have much time for hospitals or doctors. Don't worry, they said. He's got another 10 years, they said. This was on the Wednesday. On the Thursday, my gran pitched up to see him. He's dead. You know, at least give people some warning. Don't say he's got 10 years because, you know, you don't know when somebody's 72, whether they've got 10 minutes or 10 years. So don't tell someone who was desperately hoping he had 10 years unless you are absolutely certain. And clearly they were not absolutely certain, because within 24 hours he'd died, which just made it harder. I think if they had said the day before, not exactly prepare yourself for the worst, but if they just said along the lines of, we'll have to take it day by day until he gets stronger, that would have been fine. But that night was a farce. My mum didn't go because they were taking it in turns. And they'd said, well, he's going to be fine, so don't worry about it. So my dad took my gran while my mum got on with work, because she was doing work till like 4 and 5 in the morning to catch up while he was ill. And the next we know, dad's knocking on the front door, and I'm thinking, why is somebody knocking on the front door? And it was dad, and he'd got gran in the car. She couldn't stand up. She was just totally bereft. And I think I dashed down, and he said, just tell your mum he's died. So I had to go and tell my mum that her dad had died and that Gran was sat in the car and could she do something because dad couldn't move her. Just shocking from the medical profession. Shocking. Oh, and you got a Christian present. That is so sweet. See, now, Tracy's Gran, totally the opposite. Athletic, playing tennis. Wow. You love Don't Touch the Horn. That was literally every time we see a unicorn now, I take a photograph of it and send it to Nina and Rachel and put underneath Don't Touch the Horn. She was so insistent with it. And the thing was, I didn't know where she'd got it from. I mean, she was 3. Where she got that idea from? And it turned out, I actually Googled it. So while she's having a nap, I'm there Googling Don't Touch the Horn of a Unicorn, as you do. And it's a thing. It's like putting your hand across somebody's eyes so they then can't see. If you touch the horn of a unicorn, their magical powers disappear. It's a thing. And I did not know this. I did by the end of Christmas. And Rachel saying to me, you Google Don't Touch the Horn. And I said, yep. Because I needed to know if it was just an Ava thing or a thing, but it's a thing. Does she still like unicorns? She does. She does. The unicorn she had with her that Christmas was probably about the size of an average teddy bear. But a birthday, which is March, she got this huge unicorn. It was massive. It must have been 6 foot. So, yes, she absolutely loves unicorns, still loves unicorns. For her birthday, we got her some unicorn money. I didn't know there was such a thing as unicorn money either. It's like chocolate coins, but they were in like a drawstring bag with like unicorn stuff on it. What else did we get that was unicorn? Everything that we bought was unicorn. Oh, I know. It was like a block of chocolate, only it was more like something, an ornament you'd put on the wall. And it had this unicorn on it. It was white chocolate. And then the unicorn had been painted with like food dye and an edible glitter put on the horn. So we got her that as well. I can't remember what else we bought her. It could have been actually a unicorn, but whatever it was to do with unicorns. She does. She still absolutely adores them. I think she's 6, isn't she? She's been at school a year now, hasn't she? This is her second year. She's coming up for 6. She's crazy. She's crazy. There was a photograph. This would be last year when she started school. So just over a year ago. And her mum took this photo. She takes the two girls to school because the other one's going to the high school. These two girls, one was 5 and one was 7. And the one that's 7 is into dance, ballet, tap, you name it. But the little one, she's just crazy. So she does them all up for school. She takes the obligatory first day at school picture and sends them into school. They come out of school at the end of the day. And the older one looks absolutely perfect, just as she did when she went into school. The little one, the one who took a liking to me, far more my kind of child, looked like she'd been through a war zone. Her hair was all over the place. Her shoes were on the wrong feet. And her jumper was inside out. And I thought, oh, that's just like a dog, that. And she was saying, like, you would not believe the difference between these two. But she just threw herself into it. She throws herself into everything in life, which is a great way to be, isn't it? But they'd done some kind of sports thing, so she ended up with her jumper off and the shoes on the wrong feet. I think she'd been using her gym shoes and she'd just put them on the wrong feet. But she wasn't in the slightest bit bothered. It didn't slow her down in the slightest. She's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Right. We need to head off, don't we?
Yeah.
Yep. Things to do.
Get something to eat.
I've got a session. I've got a session. Not for half an hour, but I need to eat first, don't I? And there might be some ice cream involved, if I'm good. If I'm a good girl, you never know, might get some ice cream. But we will be back with you tomorrow, when it will be Two Show Friday. I wonder how Jonathan's feeling. Because last week he was so confident.
Rock-a-bye, John.
Yes, rock-a-bye, Jonathan. We'll see how long it lasts. Oh, it's always fun on a Friday night, isn't it? I've actually got some new toys to share tomorrow night. Brand new toys. Oh, yes. That were announced this week and or released this week. More in the mail. More in the mail that will be with you. But for the moment, it is good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.